Produced by Create.
Up the smoke, dominate choke. Fuck my bro, I'm in the white, let me get in the poke. 100 racks, they gon' take your soul.
100 racks,
Glock with a 3 and a O. Bought a yacht, put the kids on a boat. Put a brick in the figure of the foe. Got a stick, it's a stick, it'll blow. Mix up a foe, my bitch Margiela on the toe. Dig up a soul, look what I did in the bowl. Wipe that boy nose, I go get me a bag out the glow. I do not troll, I got pointers, these diamonds are bold. I'm smooth on my feet, my bitch is the baddest can be. Stack it and pray, go to sleep. I'm at the top of the peak, we put baggins on top of our teeth. Put fire in the front of his beak. I can't lie, I got shooters that creep. She from the ride, she gon' suck me to sleep. Whoa, switch up the floor, they gon' bite it for sure. Put the stick on your bitch and you're hiding on low. This is 50, them young niggas ready to go. Richard Mills sitting on my wrist, I'm the goat. Tag on your hoe, tag on your toe. Baggins on baggins, my neck over low. I'm having your cap and go right to this pole. Take off his hat, leave a rat with a hole. Ain't no cap in me. The trap be jumping like athletes. I get cash, you see. Let me get these niggas ain't fast as me. Could get gasoline. I get the bag casually. You niggas embarrassing. This art I'm on, this is a masterpiece.
Up the smoke.
Up it.
Dominate choke.
Ice.
Fuck my bro. I'm in the white, let me get in the poke. 100 racks, they gon' take your soul. Glock with a 3 and a O. Got a yacht, put the kids on a boat. Put a brick in the figure of the foe. Got a stick, it's a stick, it'll blow. Mix up a foe, my bitch Margiela on the toe. Dig up a soul, look what I did in the bowl. Wipe that boy nose, I go get me a bag out the glow. I do not troll, I got pointers, these diamonds are bold.
They wipe his nose if I say so. It's a green light when I say go. Hey, what you gonna do for a bait roll? Move like the mob, I got hitters on payroll. 20 rash cash on the lawyer, the case closed. Rap money turn me to an a-hole. Don't tag me when it's gun smoke. I'm tryna knock up your block like Legos. I'm tryna knock you off, send you to where nobody knows. My eyes turn me anemic, but I'm never freezing when it's time to up the smoke. She said she digging my flow. I make her suck me and it suck my bro. We knock them down by the four. I still walking with fire at all my shows. And I still put 30s up under all my glicks. Double D's on my stick. Said she don't like me, ho, suck my dick. When it's beef, we don't pick and choose. We got more cannons than Nick. He get put on the news or left on his dick. Try me like I'm a leak.
Up the smoke, dominate choke. Fuck my bro, I'm in the white, let me get in the poke. 100 racks, they gon' take your soul.
100 racks,
Glock with a 3 and a O. Bought a yacht, put the kids on a boat. Put a brick in the figure of the foe. Got a stick, it's a stick, it'll blow. Mix up a foe, my bitch Margiela on the toe. Dig up a soul, look what I did in the bowl. Wipe that boy nose, I go get me a bag out the glow. I do not troll, I got pointers, these diamonds are bold.
Verbose.xyz tonight. We are using the battering ram of ignorance to bash our way to the root of the truth. I am the mad scientist, Miles Erd. I am hanging out with my dude tonight, Black Jesus, Black Killer Mike. Fucking, I ate no bacon, but I got all the fat. Fucking crafter in the house tonight. How you doing tonight, sir?
I am here. I am ready for the fucking episode number 42 coming at you live.
The answer.
Yeah, what's up?
Believe you me, it's the answer.
To everything.
What an interesting day, man. Fucking happy Thanksgiving to all you motherfuckers out there.
Turkey Day.
I'm grateful for you, Crafter. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for all of our fans. All two of you. And I'm grateful for my boredom today. My boredom brought me to a weird place because work was like thin as fuck today, considering how close it was to the holiday. And you ever try to do that sub for sub thing?
No. I have pride. Oh god.
Oh yeah, zero pride, zero shame. So I tried doing that shit. And yeah, it doesn't work. It artificially inflates your numbers, but no one's going to watch your shit. Everybody's just there for the same reason. And that's to artificially inflate your shit.
Yeah.
It felt cool to have like 19 subscribers on the fucking YouTube channel. Before we started streaming, it went down to 3.
That's pretty awesome.
Not 3. It went down by 3 to 17.
Good. I don't care about those numbers. It's all about the freedom of speech. I'm putting my speech out there. No one can fucking stop me. Good luck.
Yeah, fuck it, you know. In the future, too, we're going to consider streaming directly to our website using the magic of restream.io. Hopefully, so you don't have to go anywhere except for verbose.xyz, because that's all that really matters. Our own little oasis in the shit-filled pond that is the internet. Yeah, you ever play Resident Evil 2?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I played one. I attempted to play one. I'm like, fuck, this shit is slow. I'm out.
Yeah, fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I was like, I need ADD games, you know, something. Move, 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 go, 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 react, react, react. You know, ADD.
Ready, go, yeah. We're gonna do this right now.
Fighting games, fucking arcade games, Tony Hawk, you know, ADD.
Okay, which Tony Hawk? Like
all the Tony Hawks. Any Tony Hawk.
Huh, interesting. Like, that's funny, because, like, when you think of someone that's into sports games, you think, like, soccer or football, you know? But there's plenty of people that love fucking skating games. And they're super fun. I don't know. I don't think we give skating games much of a chance. Anything else you like in there? You play any RTS games?
I mean, I guess sometimes. But then it's like hours and hours of, you know, my day gone. So that has to be avoided.
Hours of your day gone that you could be spending watching the news and keeping up with the amazing current events that are before us.
Yeah.
Inquiry's over. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the inquiry being over?
I mean, it's...
And yes, El Japo, by the way, sorry to interject, Madden is top, you know, top. I love playing Madden. I love seeing, like, the rosters that were in the games at the certain time, you know? I love fucking connecting with that icon. I don't know. Fuck. Anyways. What are you saying, Crafter? Sorry.
I don't know. All the things. Madden games. Yeah, Madden games, connecting with the icon. Blitz is better than Madden, though, because Blitz was faster. You know,
true.
Fast coming at you. Verbose XYZ style.
Coming at you. Sorry about the bird, by the way. That's actually my fan and my computer fucking dying. Yeah, that's exactly what that is. But if you're joining us for the first time tonight, please don't judge me on this. We're going to have a good show. We got a lot of shit to cover. And fucking impeachment inquiry's over. I'm super glad for that. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, no. I mean, the inquiry's over. Now the investigation begins.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So back to step one.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
This just feels exactly like the fucking Russian investigation as well. It's just like part two. Meanwhile, the USMCA sits on the desk of Nancy Pelosi. Meanwhile, the government decided, hey, let's get this, you know, let's pass a few bills, throw a few things around, and let's re-sign the Patriot Act. How about that? How about let's re-sign the Patriot Act?
Yeah.
We'll just sneak it in with some shit.
Yeah, we'll Democratic. Yeah, let's give executive power. Let's give him more. While we're checking to impeach him, let's hand him more. It is so weird. It's such a weird thing for our government to flip-flop on in the middle of the day.
Right. Exactly. I think the funny thing was that, contrary to popular belief, the majority of the yeses came from the Democratic Party. Yep. The majority of noes came from the Republican Party.
Yeah.
But amongst the Democrats, which you probably would expect to vote no, they did. I.e., the Jihad Squad. That's Talib Kweli. What's her name? I always get that one wrong. It's not Talib Kweli. That's a rapper, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a rapper.
It's definitely Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, my Puerto Rican lover. I will let you wrap those weird wide lips around my dick.
Whoa.
Yeah, fuck yeah. AOC, if you ever listen to this, I would bang you. I'll have to ask my chick, but she would want to watch too, for sure.
I want to watch, fuck. I want to watch.
Yeah?
I think fuck everybody wants to watch it. I mean,
I will live stream that shit. If I ever get the chance, to, even if I can get a Hummer out of AOC, I will fucking live stream that shit. You have my promise here at verbose.xyz. You have my promise. I will stream that shit.
Yeah. If you happen to bang like Nancy Pelosi, though, please do not stream it. Do not take pictures. What? Do not mention it. It's like, don't do it.
You got to be kidding me, dude. Like, I probably couldn't, because it would end in her death, and then I'd be charged with, like, what would you say? Vehicular homicide?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. El Chapo wants a piece of that Tulsi Gabbard. Which begs the question to anybody out there, which way did Tulsi Gabbard vote for the Patriot Act? Give up? She fucking abstained from it. How about skirting around it when she's up there fucking squawking about regime change war and the perpetuation of the Bush administration, Bush Jr., has the audacity to fucking step back on this one and not take a strong stance, right? You would think she would vote, you know, against the Patriot Act and giving back the freedoms to the Americans, to the American people, but that's yet to be seen. What do you think, Crafter? Is it a ploy for politics or playing it safe or something else?
I mean, I'd definitely say it's just a political ploy that she doesn't want to anger some, you know, the military supporters that feel the Patriot Act is needed. You know, that they shouldn't have to wait for Congress to declare war.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. But still, I just feel like if she's going to be able to shine in this election, either as an independent or as a Democratic nominee, which I doubt she's going to fucking get, she's got to, I feel like, take a stronger stance on things. Sure, be a moderate, be in the middle, but your stance is like regime change war. Fucking, why don't you look towards America in that way and giving the trust back to the people, taking away that power as the fucking commander in chief? Why are you going to come? Is she going to come in and all of a sudden it's going to be a fucking dictatorship? She's going to put on her general hat and fucking here we go. It's going to be like Russian anthems behind her and shit.
That would be pretty cool. I mean, but it is worrisome. It is worrisome. I mean, I like her coconuts and her, you know, pineapple booty. But
and her late. You like her late?
Yeah, I hope she lays very well. But I mean, it's kind of weird to see her talk a bigger game than she's willing to show in her real life position. You know, that she has this position, she didn't use it to stand up for something she says she believes in. So I think that's worrisome.
Yeah, indeed. You gotta stick strong. You gotta stick to your guns.
Especially when you're running for, you know, a higher position like President of the United States, you know, like you should do that and then hold a press conference immediately afterwards, making a point on why you voted no. You know, like, goddamn, you missed a huge opportunity.
Yeah, like, listen, this was going on. Yeah, for all of these clips she has, like 15 minutes of something on Tulsi Gabbard, she really fucking dropped the ball on this one. So everybody out there in TV watching land, you need to fucking write this bitch and tell her, hey, what up, you know? Fucking, what's up with the Patriot Act? What's this shit? You fucking like the NSA? You like them spying on us? What do you think of Snowden, huh? Yeah.
Even the Supreme Court has ruled that this program was unconstitutional, but they still continue it. And that's crazy as well.
Hmm. Yeah. I think that is fucking crazy. And that speaks volumes about the people that are creating our legislation. They're willing to ignore what the Constitution really stands for to get things that will benefit them in the future, i.e. dirt, you know, or just even information on like a large group of people,
yeah,
the masses, you know,
but,
you
and it really
how to sway them. You can sway them.
And it really, like, how long have they been doing this program since, you know, 2002, 2003? I mean, that was, you know, documented.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
So where, how do they not have the evidence on Epstein and all his collaborators? Did they not use phones? Did they use messenger pigeons? What the fuck happened?
Bruh, right? You would think for all the domestic surveillance, they would have fucking volumes on each of us. And if not the NSA, why not Google? If not Google, why not Facebook? If not Facebook, why not Twitter? And look at, like, what Facebook does. You don't even need to – if you have that on your phone – it's literally tracking data. I just learned recently Messenger does the same fucking thing. It will pick up on people that are in your location and send their location information back to their fucking servers. That's crazy shit, man. That's some 1984 bullshit, dude. And as much as it's interesting to live in an environment to understand that any criminal could be tracked at any time, and it's pretty easy to kind of put someone in that place where you can kind of get them in that gotcha moment. I mean, you go back, you don't have to go back far to like the 80s where like murders weren't able to be solved because there wasn't any sort of DNA tying to things. It was still like footprints and fingerprints, you know? So we've come leaps and bounds in that. And then now every fucking piece of video being able to fit together in timelines, literally going down the street in a whole suburban neighborhood where everybody has fucking Ring, you could probably get like shot by shot through a whole neighborhood just off of these fucking cameras. Oh, and by the way, Amazon's giving access to all those to your local policeman. Do you trust that? Would you trust that, Crafter? Would you put that shit on your fucking house?
Fuck no. Fuck no. It's a bad idea. I mean, just the documented uses or abuses of technology by police departments is insanity. I mean, just the documented ones. I mean, even here locally, it's like over 1,000 times they accessed databases to look up information on romantic rivals or like renters if they were landlords, like complete abuse of the record system. And that's happened
to everybody. That's amazing. And I wonder, you know, you think about the NSA on that level, like just spying on his girlfriends and stuff. What about even the local police, you know, like getting to that level where this Ring data or that's even crazier to think that they can track data on people that they live close by to be able to fucking stalk them. It's just so creepy, dude. So fucking creepy.
Yeah. They have mobile devices to track cell phones that they could drive around with, and there's been court cases of ex-girlfriends being tracked by their cell phones by, you know, Albuquerque Police Department officers.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's insane. That's some real shit right there. Fuck. What an interesting time to be alive. But on the other hand, don't you think that's like one step closer to the idea of the simulation? Being able to gather all this information into APIs and be able to create objects around this, doesn't this eventually create that the ability to simulate the experience of humanity?
I mean, yeah, or you know, even like maybe a farther conspiracy idea, like trying to create AI God, you know, like one of AI God's like supreme powers would be to know everything.
AI gods. Bruh, that reminds me. Speaking of AI gods, I'm pretty sure that our boy John Carmack, creator of some of the best video games and co-owner of the company id back in the day, didn't he just give up Oculus Rift recently?
Yeah, to go work on AI projects. Probably AI god.
Yeah, AI god. Do you think it's going to be like that? Like we're going to unlock the algorithm to God and then we'll be able to speak to the Oracle kind of shit?
Mashiach OS.
Shut the fuck up. We want Mashiach OS. We want Mashiach OS. We want Mashiach OS. And we don't want to wait. Hey!
Yeah, it's like, what was that schizophrenic guy who made Temple OS?
Terry A. Davis.
Terry Davis, rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. Terry A. Yeah, Davis. We know you jumped in front of that train, motherfucker.
He probably took a bunch of psychedelics, had the vision that, you know, the world is going to end through, you know, some AI god that's reached through an operating system. He just, you know, thought it was him, just didn't see it was, you know, 50 years forward.
He false prophesied himself.
Yeah, he thought it was him. The ego drove him to think, I'm going to do this.
Yes. That's very interesting. Do you think that's like those dudes that like say they're Jesus and they have Jesus cults?
Yeah, yeah. The ego, it takes him over. And it's like, I'm God. I'm the chosen one.
Weird, man. But
probably it's more just like, you know, this is a cycle that always happens.
I feel like that's the difference between eating psilocybin and whatever shit's in Amanitas.
Amanitas? Like, what?
Amanita muscaria? Fly argaric? It's a psychedelic mushroom found in like areas of Siberia and Russia and Alaska, actually. They're the red ones with the white dots all over them.
Oh, okay. Fuck, I gotta make a call.
Who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
And Amanitas.
Amanitas. That's the funny thing too, side note on that, how like some mushroom names sound like black girl names. Like, Amanita, you get your ass over here. Bilitis. Bilitis. God damn it, I tried to tell you, Bilitis. Is this racist? If you're comparing black people to mushrooms?
Yeah. What? And why does the black woman have that voice? What can be? Come hither, Anitas.
Chantrell, bring yourself forward so I may inspect you.
See,
That's my
that's
best
not
black
racist.
people voice.
That's
Okay.
not racist.
Yeah, that's my. What if you say it's a black people voice, though?
I don't know.
Like, hello, chap. This is my black person voice.
It doesn't feel as racist to me. I feel like you get away with it more by doing that. Yes, I feel like it works.
Pip, cheerio.
It
I
has no
am
negative
I'm
connotations with
culturally
those people.
appropriating Asians right now. What if I
Exactly.
say the N-word with a British accent? Does that work?
Maybe. I might get past the censors.
Like,
AI wouldn't know what to do.
this has never happened before. I see that you have braces. I have braces too. Well, there we Well, there's the show for you guys. Good night. That's as good as we do. I'm just kidding. We got
Shout
some
out,
good shit for
Joe.
you too. Yeah, exactly. Look at the gay is real. If you didn't know, the gay is real, y'all. But we're gonna have a good show for you tonight. Having fun talking a little conspiracy always. If you're just joining us, please hit the follow, like, subscribe bullshit so that you can see us. We're here every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But I got some clips for you tonight.
Clips.
I couldn't find any fucking. Oh wait, I wanted to. The one thing I really wanted to talk about a little bit more with the Patriot Act was fucking Jihad Squad, dude.
Oh, okay,
Those
yeah.
bitches voted no. They voted no on the Patriot Act,
Yep.
and I think that's something to be said because I think a lot of people hate on AOC and Ilhan Omar and Talib Kweli. What the fuck is that bitch's name? It's not Talib Kweli. I think her last name's Talib. Whatever.
Talib
They're not.
Omar. I don't know.
Fuck. They're not important enough to me, except for AOC because she got them chiclet teeth and them big old lips, you know. But what is important to note, though, is that they are subversives of the government. If their politics were more sound and understanding of what people really wanted, past their fantasy of what they think will make the world better, they would actually be doing some really good things on the inside to break up the swamp. And in some ways, hear me out here, they kind of fucking do. And one of those examples is AOC putting no for the fucking Patriot Act. Why? Because she understands that that's government control and spying into people's shit. Could it be some nefarious, like, we're actually terrorists and trying to get shit in? Maybe, but most likely not. You know, I think they're mostly dumb and just have really good lawyers. But the idea that they would vote no on that coincides with what the majority of more conservative independents and Republicans would say, which is lessening of government. So, fuck socialism. But AOC fucking keep throwing monkey wrenches into that government. I fucking love it. Shout out to my big lip chiclet teeth girl. And don't let them make fun of you. You know, I see all these fucking Blaze TV trying to say like you don't know what the garbage disposal is and shit. It's okay. It's okay. I know that cauliflower is racist. You need to eat some tamarindo or some shit to be in touch with your inner brownness. We'll get there. We'll get there, AFC. You just keep fighting the good fight. So yeah. I don't hate the Jihad Squad. As a matter of fact, I kind of like them because if government runs smoothly, they have their way with us. Don't you think?
Maybe. I don't think I've
No,
ever seen it run smoothly.
I guess that's true. I've never seen it more transparent than with like Trump regime. I feel
Really?
like in a yeah,
Transparent?
yeah,
Even with Saudi Arabia dealings?
yeah. I mean, yeah, kind of.
How?
I mean, those things are still shady and seen in the background and shoved into the back of news. But the way that Trump puts himself out there puts out these breadcrumbs of how the government really does work. It kind of confirms ideas that we had about it in the past. It like rips the veil off on a lot of the corruption. That's kind of what I mean.
Okay, I can agree on that point. That his corruption shows there's lots of corruption.
Right, exactly. It's like, you know, fucking the bad apple turns the bunch bad kind of shit, you know.
Yeah. And he was bred by a whole bunch of moldy ass apples.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking all seeds, like fucking straight arsenic kind of shit, you feel me? But yeah, we got some interesting clips tonight too. This ain't all we got. wait, there's more. I definitely want to go into Obama's been in the spotlight now, and his endorsements. We'll go into that in a little bit. Did you hear about Melania Trump getting booed? We'll talk about that as well. And I got some other little goodies I pulled together last minute. It's been the seat of the pants tonight, obviously, because episode 42, which is obviously the answer. Yeah. So, you want to do some clips? You want to listen to some clippy clips?
Yeah.
Alright, just because it's Thanksgiving, I want to play this shit, and I heard this both on CNN and Fox News. What I heard on CNN was that, like, the right is trying to say we want to change the name of Thanksgiving, that's not right. And then, obviously, Trump is, in his recent pardoning of the turkey has become, you know, protective of what the sanctity of Thanksgiving. What do you think of that pardoning turkey bullshit? Do you think that's cool? Would you pardon a turkey?
It's a weird ass tradition. Nah, I'd eat the fucking turkey.
Right, right. We should turn it into like Game of Thrones fucking kind of shit, where it's like you fucking put the turkey to public death like the proper way. I, President Trump, I'm sentencing you to die. And then he takes his big broadsword out and fucking... Speaking of big broadsword, did you see his tweet this morning? Of his fighter boxer? Yeah, dude. Fucking he's gonna rope-a-dope on your ass. Oh, wait, did I hit copy on this? Dude, we need a soundboard, man. I'm telling you, it'll be really fucking cool. So this next one... this is a little Thanksgiving treat for you. You'll enjoy it. This is Fox News. Trump vows not to change the name of Thanksgiving, essentially. And here we go. First clip of the night. Booyaka.
Best clip. The best.
All right. Well, tonight's on the other side of the 2020 ledger. President Trump under fire from the mainstream media, this time for promising to defend Thanksgiving.
They don't want to use the term Thanksgiving.
They don't want
that
to.
That was true also with Christmas, but now everybody's using Christmas again. Remember I said that?
What about that Xmas?
But now we're going to have to do a little work on Thanksgiving. People have different ideas why it shouldn't be called Thanksgiving, but everybody in this room I know loves the name Thanksgiving, and we're not changing it.
We are not changing that shit.
Let's turn to the host of Left Coast News, Ethan Behrman, and Fox News contributor Katie Pavlich. Welcome to you both. Did you know there was a war on Thanksgiving? Because the president's getting blasted for this now, and people are like, he's seriously thinking about doing something to lock down the name Thanksgiving. I mean, the reaction's been a little bit much, Ethan.
It's ridiculous. You know, I wrote a letter to my wife from the front on the war on Thanksgiving the other day because it was cold and rainy. It's a ridiculous notion. Nobody is attacking Thanksgiving. There's nothing partisan about Thanksgiving. We get together with our families.
See, that's what I thought.
Celebrate family. Yeah.
But I'm up for the name change because I want to call it Turkey Day. We get together that's with what it's about, dude. It's about turkey. Fuck it. And
others I agree it's about turkey. Family.
Because that's what America
eating rich
is about.
Foods
is
okay. Once a year.
United States, and that's not what President Trump is
rest of the year fast, motherfuckers.
Because
okay, Americans are fat.
Missives and tweets and everything else today. I mean, like basically.
Should call it Fat Day
for that statement last night.
Well,
Fat
fair,
Turkey Ball Day
does have a history of tearing down American traditions in this country, and the wokest of the left have said that Thanksgiving is a holiday that represents colonialism and imperialism, and we shouldn't be celebrating it. So that is
why don't we change the definition of it?
Has had a war on Thanksgiving for many, many years that we have all been trying.
Why can't we
to
just be grateful?
But I would agree with Ethan that it should be a time that we all
come
together.
If we can change the meaning of the word gender, we can change the word the meaning of the word Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
I would say we should be grateful. Yes. And
I sexually identify as a Thanksgiving turkey,
with or without stuffing.
Our political beliefs. lives.
Yeah, and as a woman,
and preferably pardoned.
Property and all that stuff too.
Yes, those things are important.
Okay, so here are some Thanksgiving headlines from the media roundup saying this: how to win every economic and political argument with your family this Thanksgiving.
Oh dear God, no!
Talk about having a vagina and you win.
If we're serious about bringing Americans together, the work has to
start. I currently identify as a woman.
Here's how to fact check your family at the Thanksgiving dinner table. How to prevent disagreements with Trump-loving family members at Thanksgiving. So, like, everybody's worried about these discussions this year. So I'm going to get your do's and don'ts. Ethan, kick us off with how to handle tomorrow.
Well, the most important thing, and I also wrote an article in another publication on this exact topic.
I plan to say Orange Man Bad right when I walk in
the door. So you just go walk in the door.
Orange Man Bad.
That we care about another person. We want to listen to them. We want to hear them out. We want to take seriously what they have to say. So consider what somebody else is saying, whether they're pro or anti-Trump, and consider that before responding and be cordial.
Think about what you're saying.
With facts and
think about it.
Always remember that there should be love in your heart. We're getting together as fellow humans.
I wouldn't have a show right now if I did this. Fuck your advice.
Absolutely. Stop with whether you're pro or anti-Trump, using adjectives and invectives to attack the other person. Don't go low and call names. And stop with the personal attacks. Just keep it above board and talk about what's important.
I feel like,
and again, I would even suggest.
I feel like I always end up
politics at all if you don't want to. If it's just going to create
talking shit and calling names as if it's family.
All right, Katie, your do's and don'ts.
So my do's are ban complaining. This is a day of gratitude and being thankful. And my do's.
I actually like that one.
Your pets and the things that bring you together. It's also easy to go around the dinner table and ask each person.
I'm a complainer.
Are
you banning complaints or something?
Yeah.
Give your pets a scrap. Come on.
Happiness to everybody, not just yourself. Just one. Other people.
They see that fucking big ass turkey out there. Come on.
Blessings is a really good way to have a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner with politics or without them.
Yeah, and as the three of us discussed during the commercial, we are all grateful for our dogs.
Yes.
And we'll be talking about them tomorrow. They'll be bringing us joy.
And give them gravy.
Give them turkey.
I want to read about what one etiquette expert had to say. This is from the AP article on how to deal with tomorrow. It says, one tactic is sequester the debate. Elaine Swan, a Los Angeles-based etiquette coach, will have a room away from the dining table stocked with snacks for people who want to talk politics.
Oh, my God.
She also suggests designating a calm family member as a combination moderator slash peacekeeper.
I volunteer to be the moderator.
I would love to see that.
On the show. Would you guys
more like the fucking instigator?
I think we're overthinking.
You guys are even.
If you want to have a talk about politics, do it.
Two dumbs don't make a smart.
Maybe bring up things that you think you have in common with the people at the table. But the idea that we have to have this whole plan to sequester certain people in certain areas of your home.
Sequester them. Sequester them. Lock the Trump guys in the corner. Fuck them.
A big part of American life. We all have the ability to debate and talk about them. But I don't think we should be necessarily censoring ourselves simply because someone might be uncomfortable. If you're that uncomfortable talking about it, maybe you shouldn't be going to dinner in the first place.
What? Don't talk politics at the dinner table. Did your mother not teach you manners?
Limit the alcohol consumption if you're going to engage in politics.
Are you going to get drunk tomorrow?
Anyway, and don't drive if you're drinking.
No. But you can always have the eggnog. It's time.
That's right. I mean,
do you ever get drunk on the holidays?
I mean, am I happy? Like, they say don't talk about politics, but like, what if like the prayer starts like, "Thank you, Jesus, for President Trump." Like, can you ignore that? Can you ignore that speed bump? Or you know, I would have to immediately pray to my Lord Satan right after that.
Say, would you interject? And I would like to thank the Lord and Savior Satan for the underworld and all of the weeaboo trash that I fill my brain with.
Yeah.
I don't actually do that.
Thank you for taking this turkey's soul where he may roast forever.
Yes, that's good. That's good shit right there, bro. May he roast, may the turkey long roast the turkey.
But
I'm a writer.
I mean,
right.
Or you just get drunk, you know, fuck that shit. Just get drunk. And that's when
have you ever gotten drunk on a holiday? Like with the family?
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
Yeah. It's an interesting experience. It's a wild one. It's one that your family will never recover from. It's good shit.
Is it story time?
Yes. No. I should wait for at least Christmas to tell this story, but yeah.
It has something to do with his penis.
Yes. Maybe. puppetry of the penis. You feel me on that, right?
Yeah. It's a forgotten art.
So, speaking of forgotten art, did you know that Melania Trump does speaking engagements?
Wow. She doesn't just take her clothes off? Because those were pretty good pictures back in the day. I mean, she got the, you know...
Wait, she got naked, bro?
Yeah, you never seen her naked pictures? Damn!
I've never seen her fucking naked pictures, bro! I was looking at her today, I'm like, this bitch gotta be 50, but, like, she tall, she, like, Amazonian, you know? I fucking ride that pony. I'd ride that pony. Yeah. Anyways, she fucking decided she wanted to go to some, like, Boston high school. It's like juniors and seniors she's talking to about the opioid crisis. So she went there and got her ass booed. Here's a little clip from Fox News. Here we go. Cool. Oh, I'm sorry, from CNN.
The annual CNN. White House tradition of pardoning a pair of turkeys. This year's birds are named appropriately, Bread and Butter. CNN's Kate Bennett is there for us. And Kate, while we wait for the action, so to speak, let me just ask you about First Lady Melania Trump. She was in Baltimore today attending this youth opioid summit, and she didn't have the most favorable reception. And it just got me thinking, you've been covering her since the get. Has she ever been booed publicly before?
No, Brooke, to my knowledge and all the events I've gone to, and I've, of course, the First Lady has given these opioid awareness speeches a number of times, maybe 10 to 15 times across the country, always well received. She's never faced anything like she faced today, with really an abundance of booing and negativity. There was talking throughout her speech. I think we've got a little bit of sound to listen to just exactly what happened with Melania Trump.
Yeah, let's listen to that.
Thank you to DEA 360. Be safe. May God bless you, your families, and United States of America. Thank you.
Do you have a Russian translator? What's he saying?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So there was a mix.
She is Russian.
Hearing, obviously, she carried on. At one point in the beginning, she did try to say hello, you know, pay attention. But basically, there was a lot of negativity. This is Baltimore, of course, where the president has openly disparaged the city and talked negatively about it. So in this room today with these high school and middle schoolers, she was met with quite a negative response, but she carried on. And this is a first for her, Brooke.
So it was high schoolers and middle schoolers? It was kids doing the booing?
It was. This youth opioid event took place at a university in Baltimore, but it was focused on...
this fucking bitch. Like, wait a minute. CNN's reporting on this?
...were mainly high school age or younger.
Mm. Kate Bennett, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kate Bennett, for your fucking in-depth examination of fucking Melania Trump babysitting. Fucking beautiful.
I bet those kids were on opioids. That's the problem. The kids were on opioids. They were disagreeing with the point. Not that she was there. They're disagreeing with the point of the conference. That's what it was. They're like, yeah. No, give us more heroin. What are you doing here, bitch? Trying to take our heroin away?
It's like, boo. Dude, I sell this for a living. This fentanyl keeps my family fed. Fuck you, bitch. I know I'm 16, but my mom's not been on this shit since I was 3.
Yeah. Don't hate the player, hate the game, bitch.
Right. What I have to give Melania Trump fucking straight up props, though, because most people faced with a situation like that, it's like, okay, I'm getting paid for this gig. Fuck, I have to get this through. They're going to speed the fuck up through it, you know? They're going to be, like, sprinting through that speech. And I'm out of here. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you, you know? She, like, slowed it down, kept her composure, spoke over them kind of almost slightly tauntingly. Just like, I'm going to hang out. I'm getting paid either way. You guys are going to listen to what I have to say either way. Here we go.
I mean, in her defense, I mean, it sucks for her. I mean, like, everyone criticizes her when she does nothing, and then she does something like this, and they criticize her for that, too. It's a lose-lose situation for her and her whorish, naked, nude modeling Trump sucking ways.
Do you think she gives Trump BJs? Do you think Trump still gets BJs from this bitch?
No, not still. But at one point, yeah. At one point.
Wow. That's amazing. It's pretty cool. Do you think I could get a blowjob from Melania Trump? You know, it's funny that I say that. Because fucking... I was watching the recent... Trump's recent rally in Florida. Because now he's a Florida resident. He's claimed residency in Florida. I think that's going to be his big swing state. So he's fucking kissing ass. But this dude that's the governor there now... he was literally like Trump pumped him up to be this muscle dude. And then he gets on the mic, just kind of almost talking shit. Like, it's cool that you're here, Donald Trump, but, the state's going to be much better with Melania here and much more beautiful. I was like, oh, God damn. Like this player just seems like he's kind of hitting on the president's wife. Ding. Like, like some fucking Florida swinger action right before our eyes. I wouldn't put it past him. Hey, speaking of weird-ass fucking Illuminati bullshit, wouldn't you know Obama has come out in some news reports talking about his feelings for Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Before I play this clip, what do you think it's going to be at? What do you think is the outcome of that? What do you think Obama is thinking?
Obama is going to deny Bernie Sanders a nomination because he's a Democrat that fears socialism.
Whoa. It's like you read the news, too. And what about Biden?
Biden's going to get the endorsement. That's my guess.
Oh, really? Let's hit play on this shit. This is a Fox News spin. It's professional wrestling as fuck. Enjoy.
Well, in public, former President Obama has stayed out of the 2020 race. But
shout out to Tucker Carlson.
Apparently, he's still doing his best.
Fucking flames.
According to a new report, Obama has promised other Democrats, donors mostly, that if Bernie Sanders begins to run away with the nomination, Obama will get out there in public and try and sabotage his campaign. But Obama also isn't willing to support his old running mate Joe Biden. He has refused to endorse Biden. According to Politico, Obama told another Democratic candidate that Biden lacks any bond with Iowa voters. So who exactly is Barack Obama for? What's really going on here? Dana Perino hosts the Daily Briefing with Dana Perino, and she joins us tonight.
Great to be in person.
It is so nice to be here in your city of 8 million. So let's just go through the list. So Obama apparently is not for Bernie Sanders to the point where he will actually step out and try to sabotage him. We know that he's not for Biden because he hasn't endorsed
him. Well, we also knew that in 2016.
We did know that. That's exactly right. And we also know, I think, to a certainty, that he doesn't like Elizabeth Warren. I mean, that's well known in Washington. So who does he like? Who is he for?
Well, that remains to be seen. So one of the things that former presidents try to do is to stay out of the limelight.
Yes.
But you have to be disciplined if you're going to do that. You can't dip your toe in every once in a while and think that you can try to maneuver things from behind the scenes. Also, anybody who's talking to President Obama, you feel self-important, so then you're going to call Politico or call other reporters and tell them, oh, I talked to President Obama and he said this. Don't worry, he can save us. But he can't. He has one opportunity to be a kingmaker, right, at the convention, or a peacemaker if there's a contested convention. Only one opportunity. If he blows it now, it's a little bit too early. I think it's pretty clear that Biden doesn't have what it takes in Iowa because let's just look at the polls. Like, it's not happening.
Right.
It's interesting that we're at this point less than 3 months before the first votes in Iowa, and there are still new Democrats getting into the race.
Yes.
And they don't have, they can't pull a coalition together. It's from older people to younger people, to African Americans and Hispanics, white liberals, academics, climate change people. They have all these different factions, and that's because they have created them.
Yes.
And there's no one right now who can pull them all together. The only person who thinks that they could do that is a person who won nationally twice, Barack Obama.
So let me ask you, is this resolvable? Because I agree with your assessment completely. Is this a resolvable problem? I mean, is there in the available, currently available field of candidates anyone who could?
I think they prop up Obama. They use him as a fucking.
Well, I think when I say that Barack Obama could be a kingmaker or a peacemaker, being a kingmaker means that you can say, all right, in my opinion, Barack Obama, this is the person who can pull everybody together, and you try to drive that. But I don't know. There's like going to be Barack a lot Obama, of resentment in the Bernie Sanders wing like, okay, of the party,
which is healthy and vibrant. They have stuck with Bernie Sanders.
They're going
to
be
You don't have
mad.
To fucking change anything. Say, oh, we don't need societal change. We don't need system change. You just tell them you're going to have hope, and they'll fucking vote for you, and you'll make money. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, I kind of think that's where he goes. He would go with it.
Hedge fund moguls. I mean, which is actually true, by the way, in striking a deal with Netflix. He has nothing in common with, I would say, the Bernie.
But he does know how to win two national elections, and that means
sure.
something. Hillary Clinton yeah. didn't listen to him.
Hope.
Right? The Obama people were saying, you have to go to Wisconsin. You have to do these things. She didn't do those things because she knew better.
So I know that you are deeply skeptical of my brilliant, comma, and true, comma, theory about Michelle Obama coming in at the last minute. Tell me why.
Because I'm right, 100% right. And I want you
right.
to
is
go home and ask your,
or
I just want you to ask
remember.
Your wife, is Dana Perino right? And she was like, yes. She's like, okay, Michelle Obama, she does not want to run for president.
Uh-huh.
She has...
I hope Michelle Obama comes out left field,
life.
Reveals herself
and
with Michael after the
Democrats
fucking election, she wins,
thinking, wow, we need a
and we get the first transgender
in.
President, and we get to see how big her dick
in.
Is.
It's not going to be Michelle Obama. Several months ago, I bet you...
She would never show her dick.
I hope it just, like, it just waves around while she's walking. I hope it's like the world's second biggest dick.
Dude,
president.
Fucking, I never thought about this, but first lady dick.
I certainly don't favor her entry into the race.
Obama would be a great first lady.
Let me tell you one other thing. She is very popular right now, but the moment she talks about policy or politics, yes. it would evaporate.
Would it be
overnight.
First
so, but,
man?
Okay.
First
yeah.
husband?
Right,
first something
well
like that,
maybe,
yeah.
Right.
But he would actually, I think,
mostly,
be great.
In fact.
Going and to schools and health
I
initiatives.
Again,
he'd have a great time.
Running for president as of today who could get the Bernie people and the finance community.
I don't know who it's going to be. And that's why we keep coming back, right? The Democrats will have to figure it out. And it's pretty interesting. Look. America usually gives its presidents a second term. Only twice since World War II yeah. has that not happened, especially
huh.
when you have an economy like this
no,
with
true.
The numbers that you were just showing with Larry Elder. It's going to be a fight. But when you have the
huh.
Electoral College stacking
Bush
the way that it is,
Senior was
President
one of
Trump
them.
Already down there in Florida with, you know, running away with the show. It's going to be very hard for Democrats, but they'll come up with somebody.
And the left needs to calm down.
They'll
know,
come up
like
with somebody.
They
don't got anyone good, but
you know
somebody.
What I mean? We,
dude, Bloomberg?
But it won't be Michelle
Fuck
Obama.
No. Okay. That guy is like 2% of the polls, even.
Dana Perino, great to see you.
Thank
right?
You.
I heard some other guy stepped up and he had no one show up to his shit. Like, what does the Democratic Party have at this point to bring to the table to, you know, air quotes here, defeat Donald Trump? And what you just heard this windbag lady say as normally we keep in fucking presidents for 8 years. No,
I mean,
no.
I mean, I guess I was disappointed when George W. Bush was reelected, but you know, shit
yeah,
happens.
same. I bet his dad was too. Like, God damn it, he made it further than me.
You're a son of a bitch.
Oh, son of a bitch! I'm gonna emerge from my human shell and scare you at night as a lizard.
I'm make Dick Cheney your vice, you son of a bitch.
You're
gonna stay right there.
Cool.
You're gonna give him all the powers that the president had. Ha ha.
Yep. Oh, I wanted to play this clip for you earlier because shout out to Fox 10 in Phoenix. You guys have some dank ass clips. I'm just saying, makes my job that much fucking easier. But this is a cute clip, and I was watching the fucking that rally in Florida or whatever, and this happened twice. In that crowd where Trump, he kind of stopped where he was staying mid-sentence and was like helping some dude out of the crowd. Anyways, here it goes. This is from Fox 10 in Phoenix. Rally rescue. Trump points out person in rally crowd in need of help.
During my first 2 years in office, are you okay? Okay.
Okay.
Doctor, please. Doctor, thank you. Thank you. He's strong. Thank you very much. Doctor, thank you. Thank you, fellas. Great.
The best doctors. We have the best doctors at our rally. The best doctors.
Don't forget, these people have been standing
QAnon
for
2.5 days.
It's a lot.
An unannounced
lot.
Visit to
thank
Memorial
you.
Hospital.
You go ahead. Come on back if you're feeling well, okay?
This must be some numerology thing right here.
I asked the question to before, and he gave me a good answer. You come on back when he's feeling. Yeah, go ahead, fellas. You come back when you're feeling better, okay? Come back. Tough guy. Thank you. That's great.
Tough guy right there. Tough guy.
That's great. Thank you. Firefighters. Thank you.
Just the name of firefighters. In the name of firefighters, I am Trump.
Thank you very much.
I save people in the crowd.
You're right on the ball, all people.
Right on the ball. Get on the ball.
Thank you. Bring him back as soon as he feels good. During my first 2 years in office, Border Patrol seized 7,000 more pounds of deadly drugs than in the last 2 years of the Obama administration. Seizures of heroin were up 40%. The far left's embrace of sanctuary cities demonstrates their scorn and disdain for everyday Americans.
So, a little bit of a clip at the end of the sanctuary cities.
Sanctuary.
His fucking rallies are all the same, man. All the same. It's like going over every policy, all the things that he's done that are positive, and then, you know, a little bit of pumping the crowd on the Republican candidates within that area. He, like, invites them up on stage, gets them all clapping, shakes their hands and shit, jokes with them, makes them look human, you know. Very interesting politician. Very involved.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's a good candidate. He's a good guy.
He's good. One of us.
He's one of us. He's a guy who is good guy. Good guy. Best guy.
The perfect guy. If you need a guy, he's your guy.
Yeah, I know lots of guys, and let me tell you, he's a good guy.
But so, what do you think about Trump saving the dude in the crowd? Do you think that's like a ploy? Do you think he's just so high on amphetamines that he's like scanning the crowd and like he sees everything that's going on and he could keep his composure and be right back on cue, even saving some dude?
I mean, I think it was definitely amphetamines, but it was more like he's just so strung out. He's like, oh my God, that guy looks just like how I feel. Someone get him a doctor.
Someone get that guy. Right. I don't know, man. I don't know. I wouldn't blame the guy for doing amphetamines. I mean, Hitler did amphetamines. You know, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. You have to pop a lot of Sudafed, though.
Yeah, a lot of Sudafed. Have drawers and drawers fucking filled with that shit. That's what I'm talking about.
And snort some Adderall, you know, just to...
Do you think that's real?
Yeah.
You think that's fucking real?
Yeah.
So I got two serious clips on the way out. And we've been talking a lot about Ukraine and the impeachment inquiry and whatnot. And the Adam Ukraine? Schiff and everything. Huh?
The Ukraine, right?
No, it's actually Ukraine.
Oh, people say the Ukraine.
People say the Ukraine. That's not right. It's Ukraine.
That's great.
Bashing through the ignorance with our smartness. Both ends of a dull... fucking double-headed battle axe filled with ignorance. Our own is shattered along the way. I'm removing the goo for you tonight. It is fucking Ukraine, my dude.
The United States does not recognize,
yes,
Ukraine. Only the Ukraine.
The University of Alabama. The University of Ohio. Who's playing football this weekend? Fuck. Or, on Thursday, on Turkey Day. Happy Turkey Day, all of you. We got a couple more clips, like I said, on the serious side. And I wanted to touch more, rearing back to what we've been covering for the past couple weeks. And some more evidence that's kind of arisen of the stink-filled swamp that is fucking Washington. This is an interesting spin. I've heard this both on Fox News and CNN. Fox News this morning. CNN picked it up later this afternoon. That's Trump distances himself from Giuliani in O'Reilly interview. What's his name? Pat O'Reilly. This is a interesting one. And I love that I hear it from both stations because they both use it to like put the shit out there, but they both have their own spin on it. Feel me? Here we go.
consistent player throughout the Ukraine. Investigation has been
the Giuliani. Ukraine.
The
fuck you.
Directed his aides to go through him. His aides were directed to go through Rudy Giuliani. And reading the transcript of what President Trump refers to as that perfect July 25th call with the president of Ukraine.
Perfect.
Mr. Trump told the leader of Ukraine to speak to his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. I'm quoting here. Mr. Giuliani is a highly respected man. He was the mayor of New York City, a great mayor. And I would like him to call you.
9/11.
Rudy very much knows what's happening.
Oh, man.
He's a capable guy. If you could speak to him, that would be great. Those are the president's words. The president has also referred to his personal attorney time and time again as a great person.
Rudy's a great person. Rudy was a great mayor and a great crime fighter.
Rudy Giuliani was one of the great crime fighters of all time.
The great crime fighters.
He's a great
He's
person.
Fucking Batman. He's in Gotham City.
Well, last night the president took a very different tune. Here's what President Trump said when he was asked what Rudy Giuliani was doing in Ukraine on his behalf. Note the distance he tries to establish here.
Note it. Note it.
Well, you have to ask that to Rudy, but Rudy, I don't even know. I know he was going to go to Ukraine, and I think he canceled
the
trip.
See, he said it right.
But, you know, Rudy has other clients other than me.
No,
I didn't direct him, but he is a warrior. Rudy's a warrior. Rudy went. He possibly saw some, but you have to understand, Rudy has other people that he represents.
He still gave him props as a warrior.
You know from the transcript of the call that the president directed the president of Ukraine to speak to his personal attorney. Well, does that distance sound familiar? Here is the president speaking about his other personal attorney.
Fuck your propaganda.
Of more than 10 years, his so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, in December of last year.
I never directed him to do anything wrong. Whatever he did on his own. He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
Doesn't it? We all know how that ended. Joining me now to discuss, former Whitewater independent counsel Robert Ray and Nick Ackerman, former assistant special Watergate prosecutor. Let's begin on that. Of course, we had a lot of sworn testimony, did we not,
right.
Of how the president, people around the president were directed on Ukraine policy to go through his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Now the president is saying, I did not direct him. Is that a credible claim?
Not at all. I mean, this is the old Rudy Who defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, the same thing he Rudy did with Michael Cohen. He's trying to distance himself because all of this testimony that came out during these hearings basically put it on Rudy Giuliani as the spear carrier for Donald Trump to get the Ukrainians to make this announcement about these investigations on Biden and this investigation into this crazy debunked conspiracy theory that Ukraine was responsible for breaking into the Democratic National Committee, not Russia.
Robert Ray,
look, I don't know about that. I mean, directing an invitation by the president or a direction by the president to speak with the president's lawyer is a different thing than directing Rudy Giuliani's activities. All the president was suggesting there is, look, he's my lawyer. You'd have to ask Rudy as to what Rudy did exactly.
You look at the transcript of the call. He says, go to Rudy. At the same time, he's saying, I need a favor.
Well, again, the president is saying, I'm accountable for the fact that he's my lawyer. But, Nick, you'll know. I mean, it's not unusual for the attorney, obviously, to be doing things that are outside of the knowledge of the principal who is the who's the client.
Well, it is unusual because you don't do something. I never do anything without first clearing it with my client. And in this particular case, I mean, you've got the testimony of Ambassador Sondland, who made it very clear that he was told that everything he should do should be at Trump's behest, should be at the direction of Rudy Giuliani. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt here. I mean, the testimony is pretty overwhelming.
But I guess the question is, where does that take you, really? I mean, the point is that, as I have said, I think it was an error in judgment to be trying to run at least this foreign policy outside of the usual channels involving the State Department and the Justice Department. But that doesn't mean that what was done here was illegal, and really that's the only question.
But it was
that is
fucking shady.
Before the House Judiciary Committee, in terms
illegal.
Of determining whether or not there are articles of impeachment that should be voted on by the House and sent on to the Senate.
Well, right.
That's an argument you hear more and more, do you not? Which is that, well, inappropriate but not impeachable.
Well, inappropriate. It's illegal. It was a extortion bribery scheme. I mean, there's no question that what Donald Trump was trying to do was use the people's money. $391 million in order to force the Ukrainian government to come out and make an announcement that they were investigating the Bidens that Donald Trump would have used throughout the campaign, just like he did with Hillary Clinton with her emails saying, Biden is a guilty party. He must be because the Ukrainian government is investigating him. He doesn't really want the Ukrainian government to do the investigation.
Trump didn't make Hillary delete the emails,
Well, you know, Sondland did testify that he wanted the announcement of the investigation, didn't necessarily want the investigation to take place.
So, interesting. Two sides there, right? But the proof is always in the pudding, I would say. The interesting thing about all of this, hearing this, and this actually comes out of Fox News. This ties directly into this clip and the idea that, well, wait a minute, what kind of timing are we talking about as far as Ukraine and Trump and the aid is concerned? This is Trump knew of whistleblower complaint when he released Ukraine aid report. This is actually from Fox News. Here we go.
A stunning new report claims President Trump knew about the whistleblower complaint before he released military aid to the Ukraine and before telling Ambassador Gordon Sondland there was no quid pro quo involved. Meanwhile, the president slamming the Democrats' probe to thousands of supporters in Florida last night.
And they're pushing that impeachment witch hunt, and a lot of bad things are happening to them because you see what's happening in the polls? Everybody said, that's really
Kevin Cork live in West Palm Beach, Florida with more. Kevin.
John, that Times report suggests that the president knew about the whistleblower complaint before releasing aid to Ukraine. Now, do keep this in mind. By letter of law, they didn't have to release the money until September 30th, which obviously did happen. But let me tell you more about that Times report. It also cites two unnamed sources. These two sources, apparently familiar with the process, they claim the president was aware of the whistleblower complaint before giving aid to Ukraine, and they go on to report that could speak to the president's mindset before sending the aid on to Ukraine. The paper also reports that Mark Zandi, a career staffer in the White House's Office of Management and Budget, told impeachment investigators that two staffers left the agency after expressing frustration about the unexplained, quote, hold on Ukrainian aid. But Republicans say Sandy's key testimony was left out by the Times. Here's a tweet from Lee Zeldin. He says Mark Zandi is a dedicated career public servant who came to Schiff's Capitol basement bunker to answer under oath why there was a hold on U.S. aid to Ukraine. He said the definitive answer from OMB was entirely about the president's desire for other countries to contribute more. Thus, no quid pro quo. Meanwhile, over on Capitol Hill, the Judiciary Committee is giving the White House until Sunday, 6 p.m., to answer its questions about the administration's possible participation in the upcoming hearings over on the Hill, about which White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham wrote this. White House currently reviewing Chairman Nadler's letter, but what is obvious to every American is that this letter comes at the end of an illegitimate sham partisan process. The president has done nothing wrong, and the Democrats know it. Last night, here in South Florida, the president, John, echoed that sentiment at a massive rally over in Sunrise.
When I have a perfect phone call with all of the horrible things that they've done, with the president of Ukraine, they tried to claim that it's an impeachable offense. Nancy's on track to go down as the single worst, at least productive, Speaker of the House in the history of our country.
So far, a relatively quiet day, a visit to his golf club. Not sure if he'll get in a round or not, but if he steps in front of a camera, I'll have it for you. But for now, John, back to you.
We know you will. Kevin Cork traveling with the president.
Yeah. Fuck both of you. Obviously, trying to spin it at the end there with fucking rhetoric and his rallies and fucking blah, blah, blah. But what do you think about the timing of aid to Ukraine?
I mean,
how this ties into it?
If the evidence is true, it's damning evidence. It really kind of solidifies the quid pro quo nature of the whole accusations. But on the other hand, it's weird that this information hasn't came up till now. Like through multiple testimonies, multiple documents, anything that now suddenly to the public, oh, by the way, this did happen right at the same time. Like, wouldn't that have been very useful information to say in Congress? You know, why did...
Why did...
Why did no one, you know, question any of the witnesses about that?
Right. And this seems to be a reoccurring theme with this whole investigation. As a matter of fact, every investigation. And that's uncovering things, and then they kind of fall apart, and then other things have been uncovered, and then they call it kind of fall apart. So it's always like grasping onto straws long enough to be able to dig up more dirt. It just kind of feels like that. So it's hard to decipher what's real and what's fake at this point, because there's been a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, like the defense once was, you know, even we kind of mentioned it, was that, you know, well, it didn't end up actually happening. They got the aid, the investigation didn't happen. So, you know, it wasn't tit for tat. It was only tit. You know, I think even Trump has said something like that, which, you know, we kind of agreed with. But, you know, and then, you know, that's what everyone kind of saw, the hole in the whole theory. But now, you know, they're like, oh, wait. But he saw the whistleblower report and then released the aid. Like, well, that would have been nice to know in the beginning. Why didn't you mention this point? You know, like it's like the media and all the talking heads, you know, kind of made that point. And then, you know, like, well, wait, we have a point to refute that, you know, like that should have came up during this investigation. I'm not saying that the evidence is fake, but it's very opportune timing.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Quite. I feel like the whole thing's weak, but very interesting nonetheless, and we'll see how it plays out. I think it's sad in a lot of ways for our country, but in a lot of other ways, great. You know, we may not be able to create like expansive trade deals and things like that, or like create regulations on EPA and things like that. But I think in a lot of ways, this makes us a lot more free. Being able to have the government essentially on hold, you know. Where it gets kind of murky is when the government starts playing these theatrics and professional wrestling and then passes the fucking Patriot Act right underneath your fucking nose, which seems to have happened this week. And I'll tell you what, boys and girls, I did not find a single fucking article or video anywhere on that shit. It was like maybe 5 or 6 articles, a few videos that were posted directly to like sites like NBC News, but nothing that like made big national attention. Swept under the rug, just as the media didn't even fucking say anything about it either. It's like no one fucking cares anymore. Oh well, we've already gone through 3 presidents and we've been spied on this whole time. Fuck it, might as well continue to give up our rights like good little sheeple.
And one of the crazier even parts of it is that the representatives themselves that voted on this were only given 23 hours to read the bill. It's like 400-something pages long, and they're given 23 hours ahead of time, and all voted yes. The Democrats did. Well, except for 10.
Except for 10. All of the Jihad Squad voted no. Let that sink in, America. You want to hate on AOC and all these bitches like Ilhan Omar? Yeah, sure. Their policies suck, but they're the ones throwing the monkey wrench right now. Got to get with that monkey wrench, y'all. fucking A. Fucking B. There's more holes, huh?
Yeah, fucking knee. Squeeze fucking knee. Together.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty good, man. That was a good one. Fuck a Q. Because it's like you get a little butt plug at the same time. You know, you get a little prostate, little...
Yeah.
Fucking... yeah, that's the sound it makes, exactly. Fucking, happy Thanksgiving, man. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there watching, too. Super appreciated. Super appreciated. And if you haven't joined us before, please consider following us on our mini channels. We're on DLive, we're on Twitch, we're on YouTube. The easiest way is to find all of those avenues is through verbose.xyz, our website. You go there. Click on any of the links, whatever your heart desires. Also, if you don't like being tracked and having cookies and all that stupid shit, and you know, you want to research us anonymously, even if you're the NSA, that's cool too. We got the Verbose archive with all of our MP3s. You can download them, listen to them later. You can listen to them directly through the motherfucking website. I'll tell you what. Shout out to motherfuckers out there making the Macy's Parade what it is. Even if you are just unfurling a really huge dick and then inflating your fucking foreskin to make Barney. It's cool. I definitely dig what you do. It's like in New Mexico with the fucking hot air balloons, right? Macy's Day Parade. It's like the Macy's Day Parade for, you know, not rednecky, weird desert people.
Desert trash?
Is that what it's called?
Who knows?
Desert trash? Nah. I kind of dig that. Like lot lizards? No, that's more like hippies. Terrible Thunder Lizard. Did you ever see that cartoon as a kid?
No. Is that a thing?
The Terrible Thunder Lizards? Yeah.
Wow.
Did you ever check out Eek the Cat?
Oh, no.
No?
Are you inventing these things right now? Did I get too much aspartame?
Yeah, you ate too much aspartame and it eroded the memories you had for those particular cartoons. And almost made you forget the Tick, the animated series.
Spoon!
Spoon! The Tick battle cry for all you motherfuckers out there as we'll talk about. Hell yeah. I gotta say, shout out to Alex Jones. Really keeping it real in the fight for a civil war in the United States. Fucking shout out to my boys out in Palestine, because they straight as fuck. Egypt, you cool. You buy. Yeah. Fucking don't harbor them terrorists, though. Same with you, Palestine. Fuck around. One thing could be told for sure, and for most all of time, and that is the gay is real. Motherfuckers out there joining us tonight, thank you so very much. Super appreciate what you do. Come kicking it with us every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Enjoy the jibs to all you motherfuckers out there. And, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm fucking grateful for all you. You know, allow this to be this time where you get to gorge, hang out with family, and be happy and all that stuff. Yeah. Dig it. Anyways. We'll be here next week for another show. Happy Turkey Day, y'all. Peace out. We'll see you next time. I say the streets are crazy, feeling just to lose a child. Have a one-on-one with God, yeah, it's been a while. I woke up paranoid off drugs, I said I'm tired now. I answer my phone in the middle of the night like who done died now. Knowing I'm involved, we gon' slide back when it's dying down. I don't know who else no more, you look crazy on fine rounds. I love the streets, it's a portion of me. I came from nothing to the voice of the streets. I got blood in the streets. The way he died, I invest, he died in his sleep. I can't go to sleep, I'm paranoid, and there's way too many homicides. Bought 100 guns, got my nigga slides. Fuck the bitch once, now she won't cry. Snitches told the feds I had an alibi. Broken hearted for my bitch every night. I don't know her name, she wanna have my child. Laughing to the bank, got me running wild. Known to the pain, so I keep a smile. Public conversation, got you touching clouds. Popped the wrong pill, hit the wrong dial. Ain't no visitation waiting for the trial. Took my last name, this ain't about the child. Real classy jazzy, we don't do no trolling. Gotta treat you like you did when you playing bogus. See Pluto, you my brother, gotta stay focused. Sometimes I get in my feelings too, I wish I were a Trojan. They tryna go viral off DMs, that's why I'm antisocial. I'm just tryna teach the killers not to use emotion. I got a whole bitch, don't think about my old bitch. I'm just tryna live my life and catch this moment. I can't go to sleep, I'm paranoid, and there's way too many homicides. Bought 100 guns, got my nigga slides. Fuck the bitch once, now she won't cry. Snitches told the feds I had an alibi. Broken hearted for my bitch every night. I don't know her name, she wanna have my child. Laughing to the bank, got me running wild. Known to the pain, so I keep a smile. Nigga ain't even getting no sleep behind this shit. You make a temporary decision that cause permanent pain. Shit ain't going nowhere. That hood mentality feel like you can go through anything.